I've got several clients.
All right, good to be here. I want to thank y'all all for the gift that we're given. We appreciate it, you and myself.
Did you do what you said you were going to do with it? Not yet. Did you do what you said you were going to do with it?
I'm going to, yes.
Okay.
I'm going to buy me an inverter.
Yeah.
And that's not a little bitty thing. That's one you get in and it turns you upside down.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that is very good for your back, and it's very good for your length.
Is that the one that does it?
Uh-huh. You get in it, and you strap your legs and your knees in it, and then you hit the button, and it goes back.
Boy, Jim can really wear you out at that time when you get strapped in that.
And your point?
And the point?
And your point?
If she gets upset with you, she can go pick that.
Well, if she gets upset with me, I'll not go near the thing. So I have a little bit of wisdom. All right, let's get started on this because this is going to cover a little bit about what we're going to talk about upstairs on the fifth seal. I don't know if y'all watched Wednesday night, but you should have. And if you hadn't, then I'm going to review it today. But still, we must see the transgression of Israel so that we can be grafted in. And that's the whole point, is that Israel committed a hideous sin. God didn't kill her. He just put her away. Now, that doesn't mean that she can't be the servant. Just like, you know, just you look at your marriage and divorce situation. Just because you have two living husbands or two living wives, that's not going to send you to hell. There's a lot of things that you might not get to do, but it's not going to send, it's not a salvation issue. It's a, to me, it's a body change issue. If you just want to really get down to the bottom, you can't have two husbands, you can't have two living wives or two living husbands, because if you do, then God couldn't do what he did. He put Israel away, divorced her. I read it Wednesday night. He put Israel away, but he didn't kill her. You don't have a right to kill your wife unless you're back in the Old Testament. You don't have a right to kill your wife because you committed adultery. But you can't take her back because she's been defiled and you can't receive her back. That's why another man can't have her either, because they're defiled. And that's in the flesh part of you, not in the spiritual part. The only womb you have, I was thinking this the other day, the only womb that you have in a theophany is in your mind. You don't have a womb in your body. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We are human as human can be. But the womb of your mind is where you receive the Holy Ghost, not the womb of your flesh.
Right.
The womb of your flesh, I said many times before, and Paul's covering a lot here, the womb of your flesh, like Brother Brown says, she can be forgiven, but she can't be justified. In other words, once you lose your virginity, let's just be honest, once you lose your virginity, you can't redo that.
Right.
Okay? But you can be forgiven for it.
Yes.
Right. That's not a big deal at all. You can be forgiven if you're truly honest, like that. I always think of that poor Rosella in Brother Branham's meeting, you know, drunk, prostitute. And then he said, here she sits now clean. See, in God's eyes, she's clean. Now, the whole world seen her as whatever she was. But in God's eyes, she's clean.
Yeah.
All right? And she goes out and testifies and all that for the glory of the Lord, which is wonderful. I mean, to me, that's redemption in your soul. Now we got to work on redeeming the body and realizing that real you didn't do it. If that real you's attached in there somewhere, that real you didn't do it anyway. So to me, that's the grace of marriage and divorce, because we were all prostitutes. Mm-hmm. In our spiritual realm, we were all prostitutes. We had a different husband. That husband had to die so that we can marry Christ. Problem is we can't divorce Satan. You can't divorce him because he's still alive. He's got to be dead in your life. And watch what Paul says when we're talking about we're talking about the fifth seal. We're talking about this afternoon. But that fifth seal Jew is an elect group of people set aside, but there had to be an engrafting of the Gentiles. We'll look in the Daniel 70 weeks. I may get Joe to put that up this afternoon. But that engrafting of the Gentiles, where the church ages come in on that chart, that's the engrafting that Paul's fixing to talk about, and that Israel was blinded so that you and I could come in. So now a just God can't literally blind his people and then destroy them. He's putting them in the fifth seal, Jew, and giving them eternal life. So what a great thing grace is. That's what I said Wednesday night. No way man can come up with grace. No way. We are not graceful people. It's always you did this, I did that, and you always hold that mark against whoever it is. We can't forgive ourselves.
Right.
You gotta start with forgiving yourself first. But if you can't forgive others, then that's not grace. Alright? So we got a lot to cover. That fifth seal means a lot more to me than just sold under the altar that are Jews being given eternal life for just being a Jew. But watch what Paul says here. I may read this afternoon, but since y'all are here, I'm going to just read it today. I say then, hath God cast away his people? Alright? Last Wednesday we'll read it again in Jeremiah and Ezekiel. God called them whores. He called them whoredom. He called them a whorish woman. He called them a prostitute. He called them everything in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But hath God cast away his people? No, because remember I read that in Jeremiah where he says, how can a woman with a suckling child forget the child? You can't. Any woman that's had a baby never forgets whether she gives it away. What? She never forgets she had that baby. So God will never forget Israel. Ever forget Israel. Alright, and in not forgetting Israel, he's got to do something with her or for her, which is what we're covering in the fifth seal. But watch here. Hath God cast away his people? God forbid. Now what Paul fixing to tell us is that now he is an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. So he is a Jew. Paul's a Jew. Paul is covered in Jewry. J-E-W-R-Y, Jewry. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew.
That's right.
Still Jew, 144,000, all those things. You, me. But right here he's talking about the Jews. Because watch, he says, watch ye not what the scripture says of Elias, or Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altar, and I am left alone. Remember, when Jezebel pronounced that Elijah, she was going to kill Elijah, he ran into a cave and hid. And said, Lord, there's nobody left but me. And they seek my life. In other words, Jezebel's out to kill me.
That's my favorite scripture. Sometimes everybody gets sick, I'm the only one left, like Elijah.
Oh, have they left me alone? Well, did God remind you like he did him? Why you hang your head down for? Because God answered Elijah and told him, said, oh, buddy, I got 7,000.
Right.
Just like you. Okay, so you're not alone. Do they seek my life? But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. In other words, Elijah said, I'm the only one, God. I'm the only one in this message that believes it right. God said, no, I got 7,000 people around the country that believe the same way you do. Even so then, at this present time, bringing it up to here, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. There's that word grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Because remember, when Christ died on the cross, he died once for all. So there's no other work involved. We just got to believe he did it. That's our problem. We start listing what we got to do.
Yeah, we're getting away.
Yeah. Laundry list of things we got to do. Well, grace never made a list.
That's right.
If you make a list, it becomes works.
That's right.
You just write grace up there somewhere at your house. Just write grace. Because that's what it is. Because, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace.
That's right.
I think I just said that. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? He's fixing to answer a question. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. Israel, God's people. I read you that Wednesday night. Israel is God's people. He said he was there. He said he was married to them. Okay? They did all these things. Now, don't you think he knew they were going to? Absolutely, but he let them go on and do it. But what? But the election hath obtained it. Now, there is all kind of elect. There's an elect to go to hell. There's an elect to go to heaven. There's an elect to 144,000. There's an elect fifth sealed Jew. And there's an elect given eternal life at the white throne judgment. Okay? Because what is election? That word actually says the elect hath obtained it and the rest were blinded. Alright, so there's a remnant. Paul had to bring a remnant in because remember the 120 in the upper room and probably close to all the Christians in the early church age were Jews. All the ones in the upper room were Jews. 120 in the upper room. Now the 3,000 that received it downstairs were heathens. They were Gentiles, many nations. And they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the 120 in the upper room were called to take that message out. So they were Jews. And they started in Jerusalem. If you read your Bible, they started in Jerusalem and worked their way out. Alright? So that's what he's saying right here. Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for. Now Israel knew they were God's people. Because God told them they were his people.
That's right.
But they thought they were married to him. They were not. Once they went prostituting themselves out, he had to, didn't kill them. He wrote them a writing of divorcement and put them away. Never for them to be a wife again, but there is a remnant that hath obtained it. Now see the 144,000 is in a whole group by itself because they're going to receive the Holy Ghost here. Alright? The fifth seal Jew didn't receive eternal life here or they would be bride. They're not bride. They received it in another dimension, in another time element. The cup of water in my name and the foolish virgin, they didn't receive white robes here. They'll receive white robes at the white throne judgment. Okay? Everybody alright with that? So see, you got a lot of different people in a lot of different places, but we're talking about Israel. The rest were blinded. God put his hand over their eyes. He blinded them. Watch, he's interpolating. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, unto this day. I'm bringing it present. Unto this day. Unto today, the Jews are over there in Jerusalem looking for a Messiah. God literally blinded those people's eyes so that you and I can be grafted in. Now, God didn't kill the tree. He grafted us in. You don't kill a tree. Watch, because it'll tell you right here. Spirit of slumber, ears that should not hear, unto this day, right here. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Excuse me. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back all the way. I say then, now here's Paul. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, our transgression, our God putting them away, or them saying, let his blood be on us and our children, all that, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Because if not, we'll look at it this afternoon, but I'll just give you a little. We've said this before, but in the 70 weeks of Daniel, 70 weeks are determined between the beginning to when God restores the Jews back, gives the Holy Ghost 144,000. That's the 70 weeks of Daniel. Without the engrafting of the Gentiles, that's the way it would look. This is all Jews.
Right.
Right? When he grafted the Gentiles in, this is what he done. 69 weeks, 1 week, he grafted in 2,000 years of Gentiles.
Okay.
Church ages.
Right.
Okay? Which is all Gentile now. It started out Jew here, but hardly any Jew now, so it's all a Gentile church age.
Right.
So what is this? This is the grafted part. This is the olive tree.
Right.
This is the olive tree. Didn't kill the tree. You just grafted in a Gentile bride. Because she can't be the bride anymore because right here is where she turned him down. Let his blood be on us and our children. God even, back here in the Old Testament, he put them away. He knew what they were doing.
Right.
Now he's going to restore them back here, but not to the same position they were here. Because you can't divorce a wife marry somebody else and then marry that same wife over again. Right. Can't do that. Why? Because the Bible says the land has been polluted. Right? Everybody got that? That's why marriage and divorce is really important, because it covers everything. Daniel 70 weeks covers all of the seal. That's why Brother Brown had to preach it right, correct, before he got started. Okay? Now watch. Have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. Now see, you say, well, they did. Yeah, they fell from a position, but they didn't fall completely. In other words, God didn't, like I said, God didn't kill the tree right here.
Right.
No, you can't kill the tree. Even the root, the bare roots of the tree we live off of.
Right.
Because the grafted, you can graft any branch you want to in a tree, but it lives off the life of the roots that comes up through that tree. So if he would have killed the whole tree, that's why our spiritual heritage is Jewish.
Right.
Now, I don't bear on where we need to be a Jew. No, we're not. We're Gentile. Don't try to be something you ain't.
That's right.
But what God ever speaks for them, we need to get the spiritual part of it.
That's right.
Because there is a spiritual understanding in the whole Old Testament about how God come in and grafted these Gentiles in. Because it tells us in the Old Testament that there was a wild olive branch. This was the wild olive branch. We were wild. You think Israel was wild? Well, they were pretty wild, but we were Gentiles. We didn't care. So through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy.
Right.
Okay, because the Jews are jealous of us. They're jealous of everything else, but... Now watch, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, boy, isn't it though, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. In other words, there was a door open to the Gentiles. Peter opened that door, got them started, and then Paul come in and became the church age messenger to the Gentile age called Ephesus. All right? The Alpha Bride, or the Alpha Church.
Right.
If by any means I may provoke to emulation or strife them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. Now what he's saying is, he said, I'm going to the Gentiles, but I don't want to make my Jew friends mad. I want to bring them in too. I want to save some of them. In other words, what's he saying? I don't want to, you know, well, this, we're... one more, no more, and that's it, you know. No, he still preached to the Jews. Remember, all he kept going back to Jerusalem, he kept going back to this place, kept going back to that place, trying to save them. They just kept stoning him and throwing him out, throwing him over the, you know, wanting to kill him, but he kept going back. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, but what shall the receiving of them be but life from death? So in other words, not going to cast them out.
Right.
If you cast them away, you've killed the tree.
That's right.
You still got to live off the tree. So, but life from the dead. For if the first fruit be holy.
Okay.
Got it? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump also is holy.
That's right.
And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that scripture says. And if some of the branches be broken off, and though being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. So all this right here, this great tree, bride tree, Brother Brown was talking about, is attached to the roots of the Jews. The promises of God. Okay? Well, we don't have to live the Ten Commandments. That's in the Old Testament. No, that's the very root of our Christianity.
Amen.
Is the Ten Commandments. Right? We just see a higher form of that in the opening of the seals and all, to where this guy, because in the Ten Commandments, if you commit adultery, you've broken one of the commandments. Jesus said if you commit adultery up here, you've broken one of the commandments. All
right.
Boast not against the branch, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root bearest thee. And that's what happened. Thou wilt say then, the branches are broken off that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Talking about Jews. And thou standest by faith.
Right.
Found no greater faith in Israel except what? The Gentile.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Be not high-minded, but fear.
Right.
In other words, he's talking to both sides.
Right.
Gentiles, don't you be crowing that now God's married us and divorced them. And Jews, you don't say, well, we still God's people and y'all don't know what y'all talking about because you think this Messiah's already come and we think he's hadn't got here yet. For if God spared not the natural branch, taketh heed lest he also spare not thee. Because when he cut these branches off, he could have just threw them off and they died. You know, you can prune branches and throw them over in a pile and eventually you have burn them because they die. But if you'll take them things and stick them in the ground or put them back into a tree, what does it do? It brings life back again. Right? So that's what happened. Because look what happened. Even this wild olive branch is so wild, God's married her, but he's not forgot the rest of the branches.
That's true.
Or the tree. He's not forgot that. I've got something coming that I want to talk about. It's the millennium.
Right.
See, the millennium is a time for, it's a Jewish time, not a Gentile time.
That's right. That's right.
It's a Jewish time.
That's true.
It's just for the Jews. It's still in the seventh church age or the seventh day. Mm-hmm. So that's 1,000 years of Sabbath for the land.
Okay.
For the land. If you'll remember, we talked about the land when we talked about Daniel 70 weeks and all those. We talked about the land. Well, that's why. There has never been a millennium. God promised a millennium. And yes, somebody's going to live 1,000 years. But and that's okay. That's all right to say that. But the millennium is to the Jews, for the Jews. The Son of David is going to sit on the throne with 12 tribes. The desert's going to blossom like a rose. Everything's going to come back to an Eden-like, I said Eden-like condition, because it won't be Eden until the new city comes.
Amen.
But it will be an Eden-like condition to where the Jews and the Gentiles are going to live in harmony for 1,000 years on this earth, because I'll read it to you, and I read it to you Wednesday night. God said, I'm going to disperse you throughout all the nations. But one day I'm bringing you back to this land. Why that little spot over in Jerusalem? Why that little piece of land? Because he gave it to Abraham. He told Abraham, wherever the soles of your feet go, that's where I'm going to give you. So they all got up in 1949 and 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 and 2000, 2010, now 2018. The Jews are slowly coming back. Because that 144,000 has got to be somewhere close. They don't have to be sitting right in the middle of Jerusalem. But they got to be inside that little area that God gave to Abraham. Now remember, Abraham went to Egypt. He went to Iraq. Iran. That's what I said. The 144,000 are not just going to be those Orthodox Jews. No, it's going to be the children of Israel, the children of the 12 tribes, Reuben, Benjamin, Naphtali, and all the 12 tribes. But because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branch, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Mm-hmm. Behold, therefore, let me get that off of there. Off. All right, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Severity. But toward thee, in other words, that severity would be severe. Let's see what it is. Apotomia. Rigor. Roughness. He dealt roughly with them. Because they played the part of the whore. We'll read it this afternoon again. For those of you that weren't here Wednesday night or didn't watch it, we're going to redo it from Wednesday till today and then add a little bit to it. But toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. Mm-hmm. So in other words, don't crow over here in the church ages because you know what? The Bible says, I'll put your light out.
That's
Brother Dale's going to start in the church ages. The church ages said you've got a little bit of life, but if you keep going like you're going, I'm going to snuff your candle out. All right? So let's don't boast that, well, we're in this comfort zone.
Okay.
No, we're not in the comfort zone.
Right.
No. We still got to abide by God's grace and His Word.
Now he's talking to the whole Gentile people there, but he's the ones he's going to snuff out will be the denominations.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because you got to remember, God didn't ever graft a denomination anywhere.
That's right.
He grafted His people.
Amen.
It was His tree
right.
that He grafted from. Because remember, reading your Bible, there's a part in the Bible, I think it's in Ezekiel, that He's called the branch. Okay. He's the root and offspring of David. Now he's the root and offspring of David. That's where everything comes from.
That's right.
But watch what he's going to do. He took the kingdom away over here. But he's going to set David right back up in the millennium with the 12 tribes. You and I are there for nothing else than just a honeymoon where, you know, go take a week off, take a cruise, you know, in other words, what I'm saying, take a vacation.
That's right.
Y'all have fought through 2,000 years.
Amen.
I got a deal here just a little while with my Jewish friends.
Amen.
All right? And when it's all over, I'm going to just wipe the whole world off. I'm going to let them kill everybody, kill each other. Because remember, this is atomic fire. This is not holy fire. This, when we come back in the millennium, this building could still be here.
Amen.
It's not going to wipe everything off. Now, the new city, everything's wiped off. But coming back in the millennium, no, there'll still be buildings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an atomic destruction is all it is. But now when that new heaven and new earth comes down, God's going to refigure the whole earth. I believe He's going to refigure it back to where the flood, before the flood.
That's right.
Back to the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
Okay? Because remember where the new city is going to push up from. It's going to push up over there in Jerusalem.
That's right.
At the very spot where Abraham and Melchizedek took communion.
Amen.
Well, I said Wednesday night, Abraham looked for that city all his life, and it was right up under his feet, about 200 feet below him.
Amen.
That rock, pyramid rock, sitting right there up under him, right now.
That's right.
Right now. I believe what Brother Branham said. I believe God told him that's where it was at.
What a mighty God.
Right where Abraham and Melchizedek met and took communion. Verse 23. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. In other words, unbelief will get you grafted out. Belief will get you grafted in. God is able to graft them in again.
Yes.
Again.
Yes.
He cut the tree off. I mean, he's dead. He grafted in the Gentiles. It's still got life.
Mm-hmm.
But over here, the branches are coming back in. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more? You see what he's saying? This was the good olive tree. God took the good olive tree, took the wild by nature, which is us, grafted us into that good branch. Like I said, he didn't graft it into a dead tree.
No.
Right? All right? He grafted it right into a good tree. Right here. Were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree. How much more shall these which be the natural branch, look, be grafted into their own olive tree. There's your 144,000. Grafted right back in. These over here didn't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in their soul. But God promised these right here, He's going, when He grafts it back again, these are going to receive the Holy Ghost. Just like you and I. They'll receive the new birth. They'll be born again. Alright? Everybody alright with that? So you see what Paul's talking about.
What a mighty God.
Yes, sir. You're right. What a mighty God we serve. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mystery? That God could take a wild olive branch that didn't care nothing about Him, make such a wonderful tree out of Him, but He grafted it into the good tree to start with.
That's right.
Okay? He didn't graft it into a bad tree. He grafted it into a good tree.
That's right.
All right? For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles become. That's why God grafted in the Gentiles. He blinded their eyes at Calvary,
yes,
so that you and I could come in, but He's not going to forget her.
That's right.
He's coming right back to 144,000 and two. You got to count the two prophets. And like I said Wednesday night, now we got to remember, let's don't be so narrow-minded that I've always said there's only going to be 144,000 to 104,001. I may want to change that a little bit, but God said 144,000. That's men. That's men. The women and children that are attached to that could make that double and triple.
That's right.
But the lineage is always with the male.
That's right.
Not the female.
That's right.
The sons of Jacob,
right,
not the daughters of Jacob, the sons of Jacob are the children of Israel, are the children of Jacob. When we say children of Israel, what do you think of? You think of all... No, it's the 12 children that Jacob had. And then God changed Jacob's name to what?
Israel.
So it's the children of Israel. It's those 12 tribes. God's not ever got away from the 12 tribes. Those 12 tribes, because you know what? He's going to put them right back in order right here. Remember? Remember, they're out of order even now.
That's true.
Right? Who is it? Joseph and somebody else got put back in? Got put in because Dan and somebody else got took out.
Mm-hmm.
Read your seal book. I mean, read your book. But when you come back to the Bible, right here, everything's put right back in order. Because you've got your 12 tribes, three on each side, three, three, three in the city, and then you got the Levites right here. So that would be 13 tribes, really, but it's 12 tribes, 3, 6, 9, 12, and the Levites in the middle. Me and you. Me and you. Because in a new city, who's going to be there? The 12 tribes and the bride. And we live in here.
That's true.
They bring their tithe into the city.
That's right.
Just like they did with the Levites.
Okay.
These would go out and do that, do whatever, and bring their tithe right back in.
Okay.
But the 144,000 are not going to be the bride. They're servants. Because if you're reading a new city, it says three tribes on this side, three tribes. That's the way it was set up when the ark was put in the middle.
Right?
Well, that ark is me and you. That's where the Holy Ghost fell. Right? So that's where the Holy Ghost is now. It's in that city.
Amen.
So everything's a wonderful type if you just kind of look at it that way. Okay? Wonderful type. Let's finish this up. And so all Israel shall be saved. Now remember, pay attention, not all Israel is Israel. So you got to go back to what he said in chapter 9, 10, where he said not all Israel is Israel. So when he says all Israel shall be saved, that doesn't mean every person that's over there in that city of Israel is going to be saved. No, only the elect.
That's true.
As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from who? Israel, Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. Now, the only time they're going to take away the sin is what we're going to talk about this afternoon. The sixfold purpose, Daniel 70 weeks, takes the sin away from Israel. Makes an end of sin, reconciliation for iniquity.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
So he's restoring them back. And that's the covenant. Will be unto them what? A deliverer. And you're going to turn ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sin. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake.
Okay.
Israel is an enemy of God for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. That's the elect. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
That's right.
For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Through the Jews' unbelief, you've received mercy. Right? But remember, grace is still there. Grace for the Jews is still there, because if not, then you start doing your laundry list of works. Right? Even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy coming out to the end of the Gentile dispensation,
okay,
that through your mercy, they without us cannot be made perfect. They also may obtain mercy. 144,000 and the millennium. That's their mercy's coming back in, all right? For God hath concluded them all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. There's grace. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. Because you know what? Regular world doesn't understand why the... Just like what we explained just now, if you would have tell the world that, they would not believe about half of it.
That's right.
Because they'd say, how do you know? And all this and that. But see, we had a prophet to help us put Scripture together.
Exactly.
I said help us. The Holy Ghost is the only one that can put Scripture
That's
together.
Right.
But he helped us put the Scripture together so that we can see that, man, that wild olive branch was the Gentiles. It come from the Jews, so God can't forget the Jew. There's still life there.
That's right.
And then what he's going to do? He's going to take that wild olive branch, and what's he going to do? He's going to harvest it, take it in a rapture, leave the tree there for the 144,000, for the last week of Daniel's 70 weeks. Then in a millennium, that's where you're going to see that tree blossom out again. All right? Where was I? For who hath known the mind of the Lord? In other words, who can figure this out?
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
We wouldn't, because we'd look back at Israel and do just like I said Wednesday night. There'd be no grace. We'd say, kill them.
That's right.
You know.
That's true.
Or who hath been his counselor? In other words, God doesn't have to go to a second or third person and go, hey, what do you think about what I'm fixing to do?
Right.
No, and God's not that way.
That's right.
Because he's already seen it, he already knows it, so that's just kind of the way it is. It's just perfect that way. Or who hath first given to him? Nobody gives God a suggestion.
No.
And it shall be recompensed unto him again. In other words, I got to redo this thing. Let me rethink. God don't rethink.
No.
That's what's great.
That's right.
He don't rethink nothing.
Amen.
For of him and through him and to him are all things. Look how he sums it all up. To whom? For of him,
mm-hmm,
and through him.
That's right.
And to him.
Amen.
Now that covers your whole. That covers all of us.
That's right.
To whom be glory forever.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because watch what he's this next. I'm going to read this and then we'll go. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What's the will of God? His Word. That's your whole will. The will of God is His Word. If you want to know what God's thinking, look in the Bible.
Right?
All right? Yeah.
Where it said through Him on chapter 11, is that because He is the root?
Yes. He's the life. God is the life. Israel is not the life of the tree.
Right.
God is the life of the tree.
Amen.
They know Him as Jehovah. We know Him as Jesus Christ.
Right.
They will know Him as Jesus Christ. When we come back in the millennium, there's not going to be anybody alive. Do you hear me? There's not going to be anybody alive that's going to wonder who God is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There'll be no demons. They'll be there, but Brother Brown said they'll be. In other words, you won't be able to work through anybody. That's why the millennium's different from the future home. The millennium is nothing but man killing each other,
okay,
wiping the earth off.
Okay.
Us coming back in the millennium, the demons are still here, Satan's still alive. But when the end of that 1,000 years comes, when judgment comes, they're all thrown in a lake of fire where souls will be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll kill all those imps and cancer demons and all the things. All those things will be completely done away with. And that's why the future home and the millennium, you can use Scripture for the same one, but there's some time in there you got to separate it.
Okay.
There will be, in the millennium, not sinners or sin, but it'll still be there somewhere. Because Satan, remember, at the end of the millennium, Satan brings his people together and tries to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God destroys those demons.
Mm-hmm.
So the demons are still there, they just have nothing to work on. I mean, me and you are standing in a glorified body. What do you got to work on?
Right.
It's not been destroyed in you, but now it's not been destroyed in everybody else.
Amen. That's
There's still questions. Brother Branham, can there be children born in the millennium? Looks like they can, looks like they can't. So, that's what he said. So, you know, but what I'm saying is, though, in the millennium, there's a lot of things that's going to go on. But in the future home, it's pretty cut and dry. New city will push up. We'll come down on top of that new city and we'll live there with no, all sin's gone, everything's out of here. But now in the millennium, they might be a little few things that goes on that, you know what? Whatever. We got to get something here first before we can go there. So look, we're going to start with chapter 12. Not next Sunday because we don't have church next Sunday. So we'll be here Wednesday night though, and I'll be preaching Wednesday night. So, but we won't have church Sunday, so it'll be the next year.
Right.
Next year.
We'll have it Monday night.
Yeah, we're gonna have service Monday night, but it won't be. We won't have Sunday. All right. Y'all pray for all these sick people. Terrence is in quick care. I don't know how he's doing, but he's gone to quick care this morning. Daddy got a miracle. He's doing a lot better than he was 2 days ago. He's preaching today.